Joining us from the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation is the founder and the CEO, Michael Rothschild. Hello, Michael. How are you?
I am great. How are you today?
All right. Thank you. Where were your keys? I bet they were in the last place you looked, right?
Well, they were not. I was not missing my keys. My flicker to the car, the battery died.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So there I was stuck, and the battery was dead, yeah. So my wife came and brought me another set.
Oh, yeah. Baruch Hashem for your wife. Okay, so, Michael, how would you define Loshon Hara?
So Loshon Hara is speech that will... There's a couple of parts to it. The first part is to denigrate somebody. So if I'm speaking to you and I say, Mr. X is selfish... So I've gone into your brain and I've changed your opinion of that person. And now that's going to have a very material effect. You're not going to want to be his friend. You're not going to invite him to your parties. You're not going to, you know, necessarily do business with him. So that's one thing, denigrating somebody. Right. Another form of Lashon Hara is where I tell you, you know, Mr. X said something about you. So that's, when I tell you that, you're going to get angry at Mr. X, and that's going to cause division and strife between you. So that's another form. And then there's another form of Lashon Hara, which is called Motzei Shemra, which is where I'm actually saying something that's not true. So I could say, let's say, I could say somebody was completely irresponsible, and he parked, you know, in front of the shul, but really, and then he blocked traffic, but really... It was just for like a second, and I made it as a much bigger deal. So that's where I'm actually exaggerating, and that's also a type of Lashon Hara. So, and there's more than that, but those are the basic ones.
Michael, sorry, my name is Simon, and we had a bit of a pre-discussion, Kathy and I, a little earlier about this, and it was intimated that Lashon Hara may also extend to truth. So what happens if I say about somebody he's a wife beater and he actually is a wife beater?
So the definition, interesting
good question,
you say that.
Right?
It's a great question. Number one is that the definition of Lashon Hara is that it is true. So let's talk about your case of a wife beater, right? So there's no question that alongside the laws of Lashon Hara, there's another part of the laws of Lashon Hara, which is the laws, they're called the laws of toelet, the laws of something being important information that people need to share.
Useful.
So for instance, in your case of the wife beater, that would be pretty important information, and therefore that information, depending on who the person was, would be able to be shared to the point where if you go into the verse in the Torah where it talks about the foundation of all the laws of Lashon Hara, in the same verse is the laws of Toelet, which is Loiselich al dam reyachel, you shouldn't stand by the blood of your fellow, which means if you have information, let's say somebody's asking you for information, somebody wants to go out with somebody, and you know that in their previous marriage they were a wife beater, and you don't say that information, then that's as big a sin as speaking Lashon Hara. So there is a very, very big body of law that deals with all the cases where you not only can say something negative about somebody, but you actually must say something. Unfortunately, a lot of it is abused because once I think to myself that I can fool myself into thinking at times, you know, my boss didn't give me the raise that I deserved, which really in the end I really didn't deserve it, but it's a toelus for me to tell everybody how bad a person it is. So it leaves really it leaves a lot of room for abuse, that law as well.
Absolutely fantastic. All right, so Michael, if we're interested, we want to sign up and, on this initiative that you've got where we can sign up to learn more about the laws of Lashon Hara. How do we do that?
I want to tell you something very exciting, and that is that we started a campaign. We actually started the campaign on Saturday night, and our goal was to reach 10,000. We are about 40 short of our 10,000 goal. And now the people on your radio station listening to this, if they sign up, could take us over the top. And you had the merit, the schus, to make it happen. So this is not, like it's not stam that you're calling right now, that we're talking, because we're literally about 40 or maybe 45 people away from our goal of hitting 10,000. So one of you lucky people could be the number 10,000 and everybody else could come to that. So the idea of this campaign was to get people to become more aware of the laws of Lashon Hara and to take, get inspiration. So if you go to Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation.org, they have numerous tools. There's WhatsApp, there's emails, there's all different types of things. So I'm going to spell it for you if somebody wants to write this down, because it is a little bit of a long name, but that is our name. So the first word is Chofetz, C-H-O-F as in Frank, E-T-Z, or Z. I'm not sure how you say it in South Africa.
Yes.
So that's Chofetz. The second word is Chaim, C-H-A-I-M as in Mary, and then Heritage Foundation. .org. And if you go there and you sign up, you are going to get a daily lesson. And what we say is that really the laws of Lashon Hara are really the laws of compassionate speech. How do I become a person that spreads goodness and positivity? And so the answer is that Hashem, God, wanted us to live the most positive and happy life possible, and he knew that harsh words and negative words and gossip and it brings a just pours negativity into your being and into your personality and to the people around you. But when people don't speak bad about other people or to other people, then we lead a much happier life. If you'll take a look at most of the big arguments and even divorces, it usually started from a little tiny seed of discontent that was fanned on by negative words about somebody, a mother-in-law saying, oh, he treats you like that, and then the daughter-in-law saying, yeah, I shouldn't be treated like, and like all these different things that people could have worked out some, you know, hopefully on their own, but because other people got involved and said negative things, they've created tremendous damage in the world.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Michael, did you have a question?
No, it wasn't a question at all, Kathy. It was just a comment, thinking that in the realm, in the space of social media, where speech seems to have gone so absolutely out of control, maybe this is right. 5,000 million times way more important than any of us had actually thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, for sure.
Michael Rothschild, thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Not that you need me to tell you that, but really, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, thanks a lot.
And all the best. Bye-bye.